بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد، continue the muzakara of the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is extremely important that we make an effort to bring this in our life. As Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed, the time is going to come in my ummah when bringing alive one sunnah is like bringing alive one sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like the reward of 100 shaheed. And bringing alive means just to practice and be loving in that time. That sunnah is like strange in our homes. Our children know of all the fashions of everything, but they don't know what is sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to make a concerted effort in this regard and tell the ummah, don't come onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala won't give us that honor that Allah gave the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in. So with regard to the sunnah of making wuzu, last we learned that we should make masa of the beard also. And after making masa of the beard, that is a person who's got a full beard, take water in your palm and throw it under your chin into your beard and then push your fingers, make khilal of the beard and say, Hakaza Amarani Rabbi. This is how Allah Ta'ala has commanded me. And then when washing the hands and feet, also make khilal of the fingers and the toes. That is after you wash your both hands and put the one hand, fingers into the other hand. This is khilal of the fingers. And with the toes, when you're washing your feet, and with the small finger, put your finger into, from the small finger into the your small toe in between. And like that. And when you wash your left leg, then carry on with the big toe like this. And this is also the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should realize this and bring it into our life and realize that if a person makes his wudu properly, a correct wudu, which is the key to your salah, if your key is not correct, or you got a key but no teeth on the key, how are you going to be able to even start your car? So like that, our key is not correct, and then how are we going to be able to even come into salah? So Allah Ta'ala make us realize how important these things are. And further with regard to the Ash'ar that we normally recite when making zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and as we explain, these Ash'ar are great, great means of getting closeness to Allah Ta'ala and begging Allah Ta'ala. And what is the object of the zikr? Why are we making zikr? These Ash'ar are to bring concentration and to bring the love of Allah, and that we are begging from Allah all these things. And obviously the Ash'ar is not the main thing. The main thing is the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The Ash'ar is just there to build our concentration. Should try and learn it if we can. Those who learn it and they say it, they'll see the difference. But if you don't know the Ash'ar, the main thing is the zikr itself. And when you're making zikr, if you don't know the Ash'ar, just think of these things. Like when a person is saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. So then from while you're making the zikr, then in your heart it comes, Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. That while you're making zikr, if somebody asks you, what you sitting in one corner and just saying, La ilaha illallah, what you want? So if somebody asks me, Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon? Somebody asks me, what do you want? What you asking? I can help you. He says, no, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. I'm asking from Allah, Allah Himself. Only Allah can help me. Nobody can help me. No doctor, no specialist, no government. Nobody can help me. So when you come to Allah and you say, Allah, only You can help me. If our husband tells his wife and his wife tells the husband and he's got a heart, that who is there for me besides You? And if he's a man, he'll melt and he'll say, no, I'll take care of you. Allah is the creator of love. Allah is the embodiment of love. And you acknowledge, Ya Allah, there's only who is there for me beside You. And I want You, O Allah. I don't want nothing else. And if you got Allah Ta'ala, and then what you want after this? And how to get Allah? Wo ho jai mera, me ho jau uska, yahi raat din me dua mangta hu. That in my zikr, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hoon. That day and night, this is my worry, that I'm making, that Allah become mine and make me Yours. I'm not worth anything. I'm not worth. I'm asking such a great thing. But you're such a kind being. Whoever desires you, you'll pull him towards you. So when a person does say, and this is Ya Rad Din means, that this means by my dun, your worry all the time, that can I, is Allah, will Allah make me His? And don't have the dusting despondency. Allah will definitely make us His if we sincere. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make our zikr also with attention and then see. And this is very important. Over and over it has been mentioned. This cause of zikrullah is very, very important in our life. Which unfortunately we haven't realized the importance of it. And we are doing ibadat, but it's all like just appliances that's not connected. And we're happy though we're doing ibadat. But we're not getting any benefits, so Allah give us tawfiq. So continue with our lessons on Anwar al-Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi al-lazeen astafa. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majeed wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun, al-lazeena hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Sadaqallahu al-aliyu al-azeem. Last week we busy discussed and we explained a brief summary of what we have done already of this beautiful bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, who was a great mujahid in the time of the British when they wanted to take over India. And he gave this beautiful bayan, and somehow this bayan was extinct. Nobody really knew about it. This kitab nobody could find. Then the great Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Sufi Iqbal Sahib. One day he found this kitab and he read, just went through the beginning. He said, what a kitab this is. He showed his friend. He said, yes, this kitab must be reprinted. So alhamdulillah, he reprinted it and make it easier because it was the old Urdu in that time. So he edited it, so to say, that put explanation and made us understand this kitab even more. So like we explained already, there's no time to go back into all the details. We explained yesterday that the brief summary was that first of all realize the importance of namaz. Namaz is not a burden, it's not just a responsibility, it's a great, great, great gift of Allah Ta'ala. So the importance of namaz, and for that continuously we should be having ta'aleem in our house of fadaili amal. And then what a great ni'mat is that me that is the worst slave of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is giving me a royal invitation. And Allah made me from all the creation. Allah made me His special slave. In other words, Allah made me His Khalifa, His vicegerent. Where am I fit to be that? And when somebody gives you such an honorable position and you appreciate it, then Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, when a slave appreciates that he is a slave of his master, the master will treat him like the master. Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was an honorable slave. But he knew, he learned the temperament of the master. And that is what we have to learn, that what Allah wants from us. We have to color sibghat Allah, color in the color of Allah. But where, not like the Christians, they put you in some coloring water and they say they baptize you. To color in the color of Allah, you have to sit in the company of the men of Allah Ta'ala. Then you'll know how to get colored in the color of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then you'll understand that how to love like a slave. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get his food, the greatest, greatest personality. Sayyidul Qunain, leader of both the world. Sayyidul Anbiya, the leader of all the great, great men. But he says, I'm just a humble slave of Allah and I sit on the floor and eat. And today we want to sit on armchairs. We go to Medina Sharif and we want to sit in the hotels and sit on armchairs and eat like we're somebody very great. So we have to become the slave of Allah. And learn from the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is slavery. Then a person will appreciate this ni'mat of salah. And then you won't take it like a burden, I'm busy or anything. You'll be eager before time. You'll be just waiting what my master wants. And this is what we have to learn. And for that we need to do this cause of the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah. When we come to get an idea of brilliant iota of the idea of the marifat of Allah, then a person will realize what a honor to be the slave of Allah. When Luqman alayhi salam, Luqman Hakim, he wasn't a Nabi according to all the ulama, but out of honor, some people used to call him alayhi salam. But actually Luqman rahmatullah alayhi, what a great slave he was. He was a mufti of the time, a Sudanese slave. But the way he honored his master, that he learned in few days whatever my master liked. Before the master could ask, he used to do it. And the master used to love him so much that now the master used to treat him like the king. That any fruit, anything comes in the market, in the court of the king, the best fruit will come, export quality. So the master used to send him, go and buy this fruit. When the fruit comes, then he used to tell him, cut the fruit. One time some melons, beautiful melons they bought. And he cut, he brought it, presented it to his master. Master told him, start slicing, cut it. He cut it, he sliced it. So then the master told him, that you eat first. Allahu Akbar. He is the slave, but the master honored him so much that you eat first. He started eating, and what great release, he's showing enjoyment and making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after a few slices were left, the master say, now can I have a slice? Master is asking his slave, can I have a slice? He say, oh my master, what, you don't have to ask me. It's your honor that you are allowing me to eat. So when the master took one bite of that melon, he so to say fell unconscious. And he came to his senses. He says, Luqman, what's wrong with you? He says, what's wrong, sir? He says, the thing is so bitter, and you eating it was release, enjoyment. And then what he replied? He says, oh my master, when every day you bless me with so many favors, one day is something bitter, how can I even show it to you? So this is to learn how Allah is blessing us with unlimited favors. And by Allah's favors, there's nothing bitter. We make it bitter. And Allah Ta'ala, according to, because our, like a child, you try to favor him everything, but he don't understand. You give him a smack, he thinks it's butter. It's not, you love him, that's why you will tell him. So like that, when a person understands what a great ni'mat the salah is, I am the royal slave of Allah, and a royal slave has to live up to his position. If you don't keep up your position, then like in the world, everybody wants to be in politics. And everybody wants to become the minister. When you come on that position, you don't even know how to honor that position. Not even few days, how your name is also in the media, that what a fraudster this is. So we shouldn't be like that. And that is why Allah says, so many of my slaves, all human beings are the slaves of Allah. But major kaleelam ma tu'minun. Very few have brought iman. Very few has appreciated this great honor. And to realize, as we explained, we came to that point. Before that, that one is, it's a great ni'mat of Allah. Then what humbleness, khushu and khudu, we hear this often, that what great humility, humbleness and devotion, we should stand in the court of Allah. As Allah explained, قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that successful are the believers. But who are the true believers? It's not that we just read the kalima, la ilaha illallah, I'm a believer. Allah Ta'ala says the sign of the believers, you are able to check yourself. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who stand in the court of Allah with complete devotion and humility. First of all, you come for your salah and on time. Not like you the boss, you come when you want to. If you miss few rakats, it doesn't matter. Whatever time you come, you rush into the masjid. That is not the sign of the slave of Allah. Allah doesn't need us. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you come with humbleness, and now you write in the court of Allah, and there's humility and devotion. One is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Somebody asked him, that Ya Allah is saying, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. What is it that you have to be humble and devoted and concentration in the court of Allah? He says, when you come in the court of Allah, now think you right at the presence, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّ. That person who knows the great grandeur of Allah, and you trembling on the one hand, like you enjoy going to the court, when you realize what is the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And forget, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's position is very high. When you really know who your father is, and he's a genuine father, he trained you up properly, he gave you proper adab and etiquette. When you come even to do his work, you fear that I mustn't do something wrong. You'll stand there, but you'll be worried. Then when you learn about your ustad and your sheikh, how kind and what they taught me, you want to be in their presence, but you're shivering also. And that is a sign of iman, that you know their value and you're worried, I mustn't do something wrong. So when we go to Medina Sharif, Then when a person, and that is why we first have to learn who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. Otherwise we'll go over and over, right in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we were there, but we are very far from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the men of Allah are far bodily, but they close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we love to be in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you're eager to go, but when you're coming nearer and nearer, how your heart is trembling. How am I going to stand in the presence of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? I don't lead my life correctly. Even if you're on sunnah, etc., you'll be fearing. So when you come in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how much you'll be shivering? How much you'll be trembling? So Abdullah ibn Abbas said, "You're the sign of that is, خَائِفُونَ قَلْبًا سَاكِنُونَ قَالِبًا." That your heart will be fearing that Allah can reject me anytime. Allah mustn't reject me from coming in His court, but Allah has allowed us. The reality we'll only see in Akhirat. Allah save us. Yeah, Allah didn't keep Malaika or anybody or guards to block us. Nobody can block us. No entrance fee, nothing. Although the Malaika are there, and very fortunate is that person who comes for Namaz regularly and early. The Malaika are taking the roll call that this person is regular for Namaz. When Malakul Maut comes, takes your ruh, he'll remind you to read Kalima. This is how honorable you become. But, so he says, that stand what toe you must, your heart must be trembling, fearing that this is the grandeur, the greatness of Allah, and me, an ordinary slave, I mustn't make a mistake. And then the sign of that is inside. And outside, what will be the condition? Sakinuna qaliban. Your body will be motionless. But sadly, when we don't know, we don't have an idea who is Allah. And what an opportunity. Like Hazrat explained, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that my condition is such, that you leave your home, you made wuzu, everything, very good. But you leave your home, nothing is eating you. You care, you came in your car, everything. When you just come in the masjid and you say, Allahu Akbar, now your nose starts itching. Now you're scratching your beard. Now you, Hazrat says, we see good people also. They're even digging diamonds and then in expecting it, whether it's the Kohinoor or what. So this is not the sign that you haven't recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this recognition of Allah, for that over and over it has been stressed without a due cause and a proper cause, that is, take bayat to a sheikh, then you'll do it properly. Although taking bayat is sunnah, the main thing as Hazrat explained yesterday is Islah, our rectification of our life. Purification of our heart so that Allah can come in. But when you connected to one person, wahdati matlab, wahdati maqsad, our object is Allah Ta'ala, but have one guide and you'll be guided properly to Allah Ta'ala. Today we want to sit in the company of listen too many lectures and we're not going straight to Allah Ta'ala. So have one sheikh and listen and take all the advisors, and that man is a ra'u zukir Allah. Those mashayikh, those great friends of Allah, when you look at them, you'll think of Allah. When you see them, you see the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't take that person as your sheikh. One time a person came to Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayh, and he's telling Hazrat, my sheikh is from Saudi Arabia and all that. So he says, who's he sheikh? So he says, I don't know if he got a sheikh or he don't have a sheikh. Then Hazrat beautifully was very jovial also. So this was an Arab person. He told him, "La ta'khuzu baba malla baba lo." What you making a person a sheikh? He doesn't have a sheikh. Don't take somebody your father. You don't know who's his father. So today we have to be very, very careful. And there are a lot of Hazrat explained that also. So anyway, we should realize. And this concentration and devotion is nothing, something beyond us. It's very simple. One is stand with adab, respect. And the other is just to know what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, and what is mustahab. And from that we learn. We learned it in the maktab, but we forgot it. And how important is the maktab? And sadly we explained that point also. How shaitan makes an effort. That madrasa is not so serious. My child has to go. But school, if he doesn't go, that is very serious. How he's going to love his life? Whereas the whole world put together is not equal the wing of a mosquito. That one Allah, is the one Hamza in the word Allah, the whole world put together cannot pay for that. If we only realize this, we won't want to put our children in the filth and dirty places. And today we can see where it started, indoctrination, and where the indoctrination came. That now we all got one world religion. We all worshipping God. We're not worshipping God. We have to worship Allah as Allah is. not what our understanding. And where we have stooped so low that we don't realize that I'm the slave of Allah. Now those people who want to think they're their own bosses, we want to have iftar with them. We have to understand this reality and don't fall into their trap. And then as a person realizes what proper etiquette, proper adab, you're going for a royal invitation which you don't even deserve. And Allah Ta'ala is calling you. And five times a day. Why? As we explained, iman, Allah only gives to those who He loves. And when Allah gives you iman, then it's not guaranteed that you're going to die with iman. Now to protect that iman, to strengthen that iman, today we all worried. Sadly, we get up in the morning, especially businessmen and those who are busy in gold and all that. First thing, we're checking the price of the gold, price of petrol, and according to that, our blood level, our bloods are going up, our sugar level is going up. Whereas Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah, used to say, Al-imanu yazidu wa yankus. When you get up in the morning, check your iman. Iman also fluctuates and goes down. What is the condition of my iman? So that iman too, when we reiterated our iman, before we came in the world, when our souls were presented, Allah created our souls, and Allah said, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Then we all said, Bala. But Allah said, I'm making you a witness, because Allah knew when He's going to put us in our body, we have to appreciate the ni'mats of Allah, and Allah is going to put the test, that whether you realize everything is coming from Allah, or you think now, no, my wife, if she don't go to the kitchen, I won't get chicken. And if I don't go to the shop, I won't get a job. No, it's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this iman is so valuable that Allah only gives to those who He love. And to keep this iman intact, and not just intact, to strengthen it and to bring that yaqeen, firm conviction that it is only from Allah. That is why Allah ta'ala calls us here five times a day. So this is not that. This is a royal invitation. And it's a, Allahu Akbar, it's not a job. It's a great, great honor. When a person just comes to realize this, then Allahu Akbar, before time, how when a person is a dedicated worker, he makes sure he goes on time to work. Before time he prepares. He knows how much time it will take me to relieve myself, etc. So he takes all the precautions of that. But here, unfortunately, we are not the workers of Allah, we are the slaves of Allah. And Allah is not in need of any slave of His. Allah says, then a person thinks, then why I have to go for namaz? وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي Allah says, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them, your Rabb, your Creator, your Sustainer, He is independent. But, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ He is an embodiment of mercy. He created you out of His mercy. And He wants to love, wants you to love out of, under the mercy of Allah. So the special mercies, as we will explain just now, inshallah, is only for the special servants of Allah, the people of iman. So we have to look after our iman. Otherwise, we're seeing the time has come already, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you'll get up in the morning and you'll have iman. Before you go to bed, you will lose your iman. That you don't realize, more important is my cell phone. More important is my other work. And namaz is not important, and we'll start making jokes about deen. And any joke comes about any deen on the social media, and you just smile, your iman is at risk. And if you send that message to somebody worse, that your iman is going, and you're letting other people's iman go. So this is why Allah says, come five times a day. Reiterate your confirmation and your promise. You made a pledge with Allah, that, oh Allah, you are my Rabb. You created me. You are sustaining me. You are nourishing me. So Allah Ta'ala says, we gave you this royal invitation. So keep all this in mind. That namaz, I can't love without my salah. When your salah comes in order, your whole deen will come in order. When your deen comes in order, your dunya will come in order. As Hazrat explains, when we work for deen, Allah will give us dunya on the plate. There's no time. That Hazrat is explaining, alhamdulillah. But how Allah will give you dunya, we can't understand. But we hardly start performing few namazes and we read two rakats tahajjud, we think I'm a wali of Allah. Why I'm not getting all the gifts? No, Sahaba radiallahu, when they strove, they sat in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what they said, ta'allamna al-iman. We have misunderstood the statement that we say ta'allamna al-iman is to go out in jamaat and talk about iman. Ta'allamna al-iman is to learn iman from the men of iman. That nur of iman have to penetrate your heart. When it penetrated the heart from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had the greatest iman, and from his heart it went into the heart of Sahaba, Now some Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go out of the world. Go into the world and call people towards the oneness of Allah. When they went to China and they did business, people came into Iman. We are talking so lot about Iman. One shaitani fear come, covert. We say, Allah say hota hai. Covert come, we say, close the masjid. Must take protection. The protection is only by Allah. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala make us understand. Now when a person realizes, what a great gift. How honorable I am. I don't deserve it. You make all what the proper etiquette. Make your istinja properly, wuzu properly, everything. You come in a masjid, put your shoes, everything properly. With the proper dress, just think that Allah is inviting me and the dress code how Allah wants. And very simple. Allah Ta'ala says, just look at my friends. How my friends are dressed, that is how I want you to dress. Allahu Akbar. When the magicians came to combat Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, in mockery, they just dressed like him. Mockery, they did a dressing like him. Their iman was the worst. They had the worst kufr in their heart. But because they dressed like Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and when the combat started and they saw Musa alayhi salam threw down his stick, and it was a real serpent, immediately they fell into sajda. And they said, Amantu bi Rabbi Musa wa Harun. The malaika said, Ya Allah, how is it? Their iman, they had kufr, terrible kufr. And now they got such strong iman that lives you can love. You won't have that iman. They said, when he imitated my Kalimullah, Musa alayhi salam, how can I deprive them? So that imitation which was in mockery, if we imitate the beloved of Allah, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in love, how Allah will strengthen our iman. But today the ummah, we are crying because we are imitating the enemies. As we have learned, Allah is teaching us what to ask from Allah. So anyway, now when you come in the court of Allah, you realize how important is my iman. I can lose everything, I must not lose my iman under any circumstances. And for that Allah has given this great gift of salah. That come to the house of Allah in honorable, with great honor, but realize you the humble slave of Allah. So come with the correct intention. The sabak also we did already, which is niyat, takbir, tahrima, and qiyam. That first of all, khalis, only for Allah Ta'ala. Wa umitu an abuda, mukhlisa lahu deen. Tell him, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've been commanded that I must be firm, only deen, only for the pleasure of Allah. Not that people must see I'm a very paban musalli, and that is my place. I come on time, so I get that place every day. Although like that, nobody is allowed to reserve any place. Nobody, even the mutawalli, nobody can reserve any place in the masjid. Unless you were there and you had to go for wuzu, you put something there. But like that, you can't before time, you reserve your place. Yes, but if you're standing in the surf and some alim come, some great person come and you give him that place, you will get double the reward. Anyway, that is adab and etiquette we should learn. So our niyat should be only and solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we learn, one is Allah made us of a composition of two. One is the body and the soul. The body is the outward, and the outward affects the inward, and the inward affects the outward. Many people have got this misconception that you people, you'll act too pious. You'll say we have to keep beards, our women have to wear parda, etc. My iman is in my heart. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh says so beautifully that you say your iman is in your heart, and now you say, I don't have to keep beard, my beard is in my heart. In your heart you got angina, you got blocked valves, and you're stuffing the beard also there. No, the beard has to be on the face. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us a beautiful dua. Allahumma jal sarirati khayram min alaniyati. Allah, make my inside better than my outside. Because my inside is my reality, my ruh. But what is the sign that my inside is good? Wajal alaniyati saliha. Make my outside a beautiful, pious appearance. So we have to do both. Not worry of only one. One is we worry only my outside. I got a nice beard, topi, khanka, topi, everything. But inside, I'm not purifying my heart. So both is necessary. Outside, we can, Allah left that in what in our control. Inside, we come to the mashayikh and they make our treatment without realizing. You come with the intention of Islam, purifying your heart, and you'll see how Allah Ta'ala will open our heart. So anyway, when a person realizes us, and we can see outward, the system of Allah is such. If it's raining, go and see the salt and the sugar in your house. It's getting lumpy. So like that, your outside will affect your inside. So one is our body. Allah made it from sand. And the origin of sand is the Kaaba Sharif. So when we come in the masjid also, face our body properly towards Kaaba Sharif. See that we're standing straight on the line also. Our stuff should be straight. Our feet should be straight towards Kaaba Sharif. And make sure we see it. And even when you get up for your second rakat, we normally move. Just look at your feet. Our Shaykh says so beautifully. You think you want to become the wali of Allah, you have to go up the step ladder. That is, you have to do the maktab course also. Yeah, that is the foundation. You can't say I'm a big wali, but you don't even know what is sunnat in namaz, what is faraz in namaz, and in all our debt is very, very important. But if a person goes up the step ladder, then you realize the eyes of a wali is not only by the arsh of Allah. He'll look down, that did my trouser go below my ankles? I'm standing in the court of Allah, that my trousers are below my ankles, my jubba, my kurta is below my ankles. How am I going to reach Allah when I'm in the fire of Jahannam? So anyway, Allah Ta'ala make us realize, stand straight facing the Qibla, etc. So make our outward postures also important. And then our heart has to be attentive. I'm in the court of Allah. For that heart to be attentive, it's impossible you can get it right without doing a course of Zikrullah. Under the guidance of a proper Shaykh, without doing a course of Zikrullah, the Marifat of Allah. And unfortunately today, we have many people, Alhamdulillah, involved in the efforts of Deen. That is the outward structure. But the reality inside, we're not worried about it. We think, no, I'm doing a fikr of the ummah. Our own fikr, we're not concerned. How can we do fikr of the ummah? So that is faraz. It is farz e ain. Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah used to say, Islam, nek banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. That to make your Islam, to become pious is faraz. And the more you come in the company of Allah, and you recognize Allah, man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa rabba. When you start recognizing yourself, then recognize both ways it is. When you recognize the greatness of Allah, you realize I'm not even a speck in the ummah. So you can be doing great work of deen outwardly. And if you didn't do your Islam, you'll think I did a lot. And when you make your Islam, and you got the company of a Shaykh, the more you do work of deen, the more you perform your namaz, you realize I'm just messing it up. I'm not worth anything. And just istighfar, begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So like that, stand straight, proper etiquette, then takbir et tahreema. One is to raise our hands is sunnat, and that also facing the Qibla, etc. That inshallah practical namaz will be done also in this week, end of the week. Then, so takbir et tahreema, to say Allahu Akbar. So loud that you hear yourself, your lips must move and you must hear your voice, that you hear yourself, Allahu Akbar. Many of us, we didn't say takbir-e-tahreema. And we're reading namaz for 30, 40 years. It shouldn't happen, we come in the cupboard and we see, no, where's my namazes? You haven't started namaz. Especially if we don't come with the proper etiquette and we're rushing for namaz. The imam just went into ruku and you think I'll make it for ruku. And you rush into namaz. Now you don't know whether you said Allahu Akbar for ruku or you said Allahu Akbar for the starting namaz. You have to first say Allahu Akbar, that is faraz. The other Allahu Akbar to go in ruku, that is sunnat. So to say takbir, and that is why, how important is to learn this masail. How important is to the maktab system. And then all the other, then the darul rooms, without the ustaz, how is the maktab going to run? And then the work of jamaat, that after you leave you leave the maktab, etc., you forget about deen, they come remind us. But that is now a reminder. Now to bring life in our ibadat, you have to go to the mashayikh. That bring life in our deen, that our ruh. So our ruh has to face Allah Ta'ala. The ruh comes from Allah. So make our connection with Allah Ta'ala. And this is, that khushu is, just for a split moment, you come in a masjid, think I'm standing in the court of Allah. Allah has called me, gave me this honor, I'm standing in Zohar namaz. And this is the Allah Ta'ala, it's my responsibility, but it is a favor of Allah. Allah, you allowed me to come into your house. For the split moment, in every posture, just think I'm in the presence of Allah, that is concentration and devotion. Concentration is not what we think, mahwiyat, that I must be in a different world, I mustn't know what's happening. No, that is a special gift Allah gives certain people, but that's not a condition. Allahu Akbar, Mujaddid al-Fisani, the great Mujaddid, the reviver of deen of the thousand years, he said, according to my understanding, concentration and devotion is just to know what is faraz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. And then apply it in your namaz. Even for one moment in every posture, you're standing, this is faraz. For that moment, you think that. And then thoughts will come. Just ignore the thoughts. Don't worry about that. So every moment, and then you go one higher, you think what I'm reading. I'm reading Subhanakallahumma. I'm reading of Wabihamdik, Watabarak, just to think of those words. Then if you learn the meanings of the words, how honorable that will be. How it will increase your namaz. And for that, very easy. There's a kitab, Miftahul Quran. Simple Arabic kitab, but it's very simple. One word, and it will show you the meaning. Add that to our ta'lim in our homes also. The ta'lim of sunnah, the ta'lim of Miftahul Quran. Where it is, there were all these masail. Then we'll see. Now when you said your takbir et tahrima, one is your left of your hands. Inside, you said, now I'm connected to Allah. Outside, you're showing that, Ya Allah, I throw both the worlds behind me. I don't want both the worlds, I only want you, O Allah. And I'm surrendering. I'm your worst slave, but you allowed me to come in your court. I surrender. And Allah loves when a person surrenders. They don't make excuses. Ilahi, la tu'azibni, fa inni muqirrum billadhi qad kana minni. O Allah, don't punish me. I acknowledge I'm the worst sinner. But when a person makes excuses, Allah doesn't love that. So like that also, with our parents, with our mashayikh, ustad, even if you think you're right, just acknowledge I'm at fault and ask for forgiveness. Then see how Allah's favors come. Then now you're in qiyam, etc. So to say, now you Allah allowed you in His royal court. And now you all your etiquette, etc. You came properly. Now you started directly. You are focused, Allah's focus. The moment you say Allahu Akbar, immediate, like that Allah's attention is to us all the time. But now you're in a special meeting with Allah one to one. And directly Allah's attention is more upon us than we are attentive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala immediately now sends abundance of mercy upon us. Now like when you're going to a special meeting, you're going for a better job or something, you say, this boss is a... Now what must I tell him? How must I present myself? All that you're learning before time. So like this, you come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how must you even make salam to Allah? Where should we know? All our brains put together. And that is why Allah said, told us, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ila Allah. O people, all of you the whole world put together, you are the beggars in the court of Allah. And you don't know how to beg. Let me teach you how to beg. Allahu Akbar. And one is a sign that when you want to give somebody something, you tell him, fill in this form. And fill it in like this. That means you want to give it to him. And if he still doesn't do it right, then it's whose fault? You don't blame him. And that is why Allah says, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah doesn't oppress any of His servants. Allah told us how to do it. And practically, not only the Quran-i-Kareem, our constitution, Allah sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who didn't leave one stone unturned to show us how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet we turn away from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala save me, all of us. So Allah ta'ala taught us how to make salam. Where should the whole world, all the great awliya put together, we shouldn't know how to worship, how to make salam to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, after you stand, and with respect, fasten your hands properly. And to fasten the hands, holding the wrist with your four fingers on top, and not let your left hand be under, and just hanging, dangling it, put it properly. You are flying to Allah now, you're making miraj. In the aeroplane, they tell you, buckle up. Yeah, you're going to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all those etiquette, do it properly. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now make salam in this way. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Oh Allah, you are pure. I subbihu Allah anin naqaisi kulliha. I'm testifying that Allah, you are pure, not from what we think of ourselves, not aliyazu billah, not impurities, for pure from any deficiencies. Any weakness, Allah doesn't get tired. Allah Ta'ala is not like we. We first grew up, then we went to madrasa, then you became an alim, then you became a mufti, big sheikh, now everybody is respecting you. Allah was not like that Allah had to go up the ladder. Allah is as great as He is from ever and ever. And Allah doesn't need that we acknowledge His purity. When you say Subhanallah, Allah's system is jaza'u wifaqa. That my banda, you did this. You are impure, but because you announce my purity, I will take out all the bad qualities from your heart. And I will purify you. So anyway, all this discussion, there's no time to go into that detail. So we should think, and that is why, the more we have connection with our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, whoever your heart takes to a real proper Shaykh who will guide us to Allah Ta'ala, then take the medicine of making our zikr daily. Then see a person, Allahu Akbar. Your namaz come right, your whole deen will come right. Then your dunya, we putting the cart before the horse. that no, first, I had a problem with my computer. I couldn't make it for this namaz. Your computer will never come right till your namaz don't come right. And that is why Allah taught us, even our children, from the time they 7 years, muru awladakum, command them, now you must come for namaz. We take them when they 3-4 years, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't bring the children to the masjid. They will disturb. That time Imam Sahib tell you, why you bring? Say, look at this, Bani Sahib, you don't want to bring my child to the masjid. But now when your child must come 7 years, and then when he's 10 years, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if he's naughty, he's not listening, reprimand him. Give him little punishment if he don't listen. Now when you are Maulana Sahib asks you, where's Abdullah? He's already 12 years. Why is not in the masjid? You say, Maulana, you know, these days you have to use diplomacy. And what he says, stands to the promise, takes somebody to go to hell in such a way he looks forward to it. Today we're not looking forward, we're paying to go to hell. We're paying our children and we're sending them to hell. And ourselves also, Allah Ta'ala save us. So now you tell Mani Sahib, you know, I woke him up, but now he's not getting up. So I thought I'll miss my namaz, so I came away. So then Mani Sahib say, but by when it's time to go to school, university, and Abdullah is not getting up, then what you say, Mawlana, then I don't waste time. The belt will come out. So where the belt supposed to be coming out, we're not taking it out. So let us realize that we have to put our everything in proper perspective. Allah Ta'ala has given us, so we say, Allah, you are pure. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. And one is just to say that my father doesn't have this fault, that fault. But together with that praise, what qualities is God. And Allah has got all qualities. Allah is pure from any blemish, anything. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. And Allah is full of praises. And one is Allah is so kind. You saying Allah is full of praises, Allah will put praiseworthy qualities in you. And not only that, you say Allah, you are full of praises. All goodness is only for you. Allah Ta'ala, you are making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Wa tabaraka ismuk. And Allah, your name is so magnificent, so great, so mubarak, that if you take the name of Allah, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, the more you take the name of Allah, 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 Allah will make you mubarak. And people will ask you for du'as. People will say, put your hands on my child. Blow into the badam, etc. It's not you. You will realize it's the name of Allah. Wa ta'ala jadduk. Allah, your majesty is so magnificent. You are so great. You don't need anybody. And you brought me into your court. This is the mercy of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the generosity of Allah. So when you, the Khalifa of Allah, learn to bring these qualities in us. And we can't get these qualities without the man of Allah. And that is why the system of Allah is, have connection with the man of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then your deen and dunya will come in order. وَتَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ وَلَا إِلَىٰ غَيْرُكَ. And the cherry on all this, you said, Allah, you're so pure, you're so magnificent. All praises to you only, Allah Ta'ala. And وَلَا إِلَىٰ غَيْرُكَ. There's nobody for me besides you, O Allah. If there's nobody, where else can I turn to? I can't go to anybody. And this is sadly today when we have a problem, last we think of Allah. Whereas if you're coming for salah, immediately, the smallest thing, you got a small pain in your toe also, you'll think of Allah. And when it goes, you'll think Allah took it away. Otherwise, our Shaykh says, we got a small pain in our finger, and we're making like a big, this thing, we'll put a big bandage also. I got a big problem. And when you get better, somebody asks you, how's your finger? What was wrong with my finger? We don't even make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala make us realize. So just, we explain that. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are directly in Allah ta'ala special favors. You made salam to Allah. Now Allah says, why I called you? Not because I need you. You in need of me. And come ask your needs from me. And come every day you are totally in need. The whole world put together. United Nations, whoever. Nobody can control anything. Outwardly we'll say the Jewish lobbyists, they can't control anything. It is only in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now ask from Allah ta'ala. So to say you have got a special appointment with your boss and he says, I'm going to give you an increase or I'm going to give you a higher rank. And now you went. But there's one person who's very close also to the boss, but he's all the time there and he wants to put penners in the works. That if I ask him, hey, just give me 2 days leave, he'll say, but last week you took leave. So he's always, somebody will put standards in the work. So like that, you greeted Allah, so to say Allah is in a good mood. You just want to put your request, but Shaitan, the curse, he will come in between. And he'll bring thoughts and he'll make us forget we're in the court of Allah. So beautifully the Mashayikh explained, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, Shaitan is like the dog of Allah. Don't try and push him away yourself. If you got appointment with somebody very honorable, and only Allah Ta'ala slaves are honorable slaves. Anyway, so you go to that person's house. He's first got the security. Security asks you now, where? He says, I got appointment. You say, we don't know about it. So they don't allow you. If you think now, let me jump the wall, there's bull terriers there. They'll tear you apart. So how can you go in there? So all you have to do, just phone him, draw his attention, I'm here. Immediately, he'll tell the security, open the gate, he'll call from the balcony, he'll call the dogs one side. And now you are shivering just now. Now you tell your family, don't be scared, come, we're going here. So like that, when we come in the court of Allah, shaitan is like the dog of Allah. Shaitan, Allah doesn't need any security, but he is there to move us away from Allah Ta'ala. And that is why so beautifully it has been explained also, that namaz is the embodiment of all the creation's ibadat. Namaz is the embodiment of all other ibadat is in your namaz. You in your namaz, you get in the sawab of roza, of zakat, of hajj, all that. So like in jihad also. So this is jihad, to get shaitan out of your way. So you don't have to do anything. Just say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Oh Allah, take this dog out of my way. And then, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Oh Allah, I start in your name, which is full of mercy, embodiment of mercy, beneficence. Allah's torrent of rahmat is now descending. One is Rahman. Bismillahir Rahman is the general mercy of Allah. All get that mercy in this dunya also. Even those who say they don't believe in Allah. 8 years also, Allah still gives them their air to breathe. Allah gives them their water, everything on time. And in this world, Rahman is that mercy that's got some pain also. You have to go for a bypass. You know I'm going to get cut everything. But you're happy to go. You'll even pay the big price. Although when you get your bill, now you have to get ready for your next bypass also. So this is Rahman, that mercy is there, but with little pain. And Rahim is that special mercy, no pain, nothing, but this is only for the true servants of Allah, the true believers. So we can decide for ourselves, Allah left it unto us, do we want to become the special servant, that is make our iman properly, in the company of the friends of Allah, appreciate this gift of iman. Then in this world already, Allah will give you that special mercy, which in akhirat, Rahman ad-dunya wa rahimahuma. The special mercy of Allah is in dunya and in akhirat. That only the true servants of Allah who brought iman, and according to our level, that is how you'll get the mercy of Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, now you got shaitan out of your way. Now Allah Ta'ala says, ask what you want. Here also, what should we know? Allah, I need that job. Allah, I need that car. I need that house. Allah is saying, ask me, my banda. And Allah showed us the etiquette. And the etiquette of asking, as our Shaykh explained, the etiquette of dua, when you want some need and you go to a generous person, don't tell him, I need this. Sana'ul Karimi dua'un. You just praise him. And automatically, he'll give you a big packet. He'll give you a big present. So to pray, to get from Allah Ta'ala, first praise Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has taught us, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises. There are four types of praises. There's no time to go detail. One is, a banda praises himself, which is not good. We shouldn't be doing that also. But one is, although there are details we explained already, and one is, another person praises another person. That also we say, we heard the hadith, if somebody praise you, throw sand in his mouth. But that also we have to learn. If you are true, you are a believer, and you got connection with Allah, and somebody praise you, your iman will increase. You will realize this is Allah's favor. Pride won't come into you. But this is for people like myself, that if somebody praise you, don't even listen, because your head will blow up. Then, so the second type, that is also for Allah. And the third type of praises, Allah praises his slaves. And how Allah praises the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Ni'mal abd. Waskur fil kitab Ibrahim. And then the praises, Allah praises himself. That is only rightful. La usi sanan alayk. Who can praise Allah besides himself? So Allah Ta'ala says, now you praise Allah. Then like if this rich man, you praise him, he's so happy. But now to make him more happy, you talk about his children. You know, your son is like this, like that. He gets more happy. How much more he'll give you? And then you express, so in front of Allah, praise Allah. Then talk about Allah's great servant. Allah taught us, recite durood. When you're making dua, recite durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The most beloved of Allah. And the best durood is durood Ibrahim. Now you talking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How happy Allah is getting. You talking of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then after that immediately acknowledge Allah, I'm the most worst servant. Make istighfar. And then again beg now. Beg for your needs in the court of Allah. And then in the end again, read durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then praise Allah. And definitely inshallah Allah will give you. Now in salah you write at the, you write in the close proximity, one to one, talking secretly to Allah. What to ask from Allah? We shouldn't know. Allah said, ask, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, the praises of Allah, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is not the judge, Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. And there will be total justice. Here the innocent is getting regarded as a criminal. And don't think I got away from any case in this world. And I was wrong and I got away. Everything will come out in the court of Allah tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. And there will be justice. Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. That, oh Allah, I'm your slave and my biggest need is that I need your help. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, we'll carry on. Allah put it in our heart directly.